Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. At this moment, you're joining with the community of poets, of writers, of artists of the spoken word from around the world. Welcome home. Hello to all of our listeners, to everyone in the chat room, and to everyone listening to our archive. Welcome to the January 31st, 2020 edition of the show. I am your host, Michael Amadei. I'm sitting across from my co-host and the producer audio role here, the man who keeps everything moving, Mr. JT. Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right.
We're going through this weird period where we're not getting together on Wednesdays because you have school.
And have classes.
It feels weird, man.
It really does.
I'm liking the beard, though.
Oh, thank you.
Did you shape the beard?
A little.
I think it's working. It's working. You're one of those I feel who's made for this beard. I think it's a great thing.
Well, we'll see.
Well, obviously, it's your face, man. Yeah. I'm just voicing my approval here.
Certain things they're kind of tough. I'm sitting there going, this under part needs to go.
Oh, yeah. I can get it.
Yeah.
I can get that. Are you going to join me wearing a kilt this year, though?
Probably not. I'm not comfortable in a kilt yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how are you going to get comfortable if you're not in the kilt?
Well, I will have practice.
Can we do it? Can we do a toga first? Would a toga?
No,
we're not going to do a toga.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do a kilt this year. I'm going to start doing the kilt thing this year.
That'll be awesome.
And I think what I'm going to do is I'm not going to go the traditional. Like, that's ridiculous, especially if you're around people. Why would you not actually wear something under the kilt?
That's why you have that coin purse in the front, right?
That is not why you have the coin purse in the front.
I thought that's what that was
but
for.
But the thing I'm thinking is I'm actually going to wear something, but I'm going to keep putting myself in positions where it flies up and everybody freaks out. Be like, ha-ha, fooled you. I'm wearing biking shorts underneath this. Instantly just ruins the whole.
It would. Now, see, I could probably do that.
I honestly talk to a lot of people who wear kilts on a regular basis.
Yeah.
They all agree. Don't be a jerk. Like, actually wear something. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? If you're around people, if you're around a public and stuff, don't be a jerk. Like, come on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Wear something under your kilt. PSA for the day. You're welcome, everybody. Now, one thing that we have to kind of bring up, JT and I have to bring up, is I got a message from JT a little bit ago, a few days back, that we had some sort of technical difficulties and we lost the recording of last week's show. So if you've been looking for the archive, we were trying to figure out what we could do. There's just nothing we can do. So we are attempting now, we've got it looks like a redundant system where it's recording in two places at once. Hopefully we've kind of headed off that issue because JT and I try to use the concept from the military of that one is nothing, but two is one.
Yes.
So something with the backup is you know, something with the backup is actually the thing. So,
well, and with our previous service that we were on,
we had that
automatically recorded that one. So
we had that on Mixlr. We had that on Mixlr, and I think maybe we got used to it because as we switched over to Twitch, yep, which wasn't meant to, you know.
Well, it has it because people post their videos and it stays.
Yeah, but we just haven't been using it. We just didn't even think about that.
Right.
So it was kind of a perfect storm. We apologize to everyone about that. Obviously, we know it's very important, and we want to keep it that way. So we're working to fix it, but just sincere apologies from JT and from myself about just not having the recording for last week.
Yeah.
All right, so this is our last show of January, so I'm not getting into a new poet.
No.
For, you know, that's next week. We've got a couple. We only have one more show until we have a night off. Mm-hmm. So there's only one more show after this.
Yeah, next week.
Which will be the 7th.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a show next week on the 7th, and I'll give I will give the clues for the poet for February starting next week. And then maybe we'll have to work out maybe I post it or something like that, or we'll do something to post the other clues. Either that or I'll just give all six.
Ooh.
I could give all six next week. Well, just, and then that they have a week to figure it out, you know?
That's a good point.
That might be all right.
And then two to
yeah, just put it in the chat room, whatever you think we should do. I mean, I can definitely do that because we're not around on the 14th, but if we announce on the 21st, then that gives us a whole other week now, mm-hmm, that we can do it.
Yeah.
All right. That also means that we'll do a Studio X on the 21st or the 7th. Which one would you prefer?
21st.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll do it on February 21st. Will be the Studio X. Okay. I know this is great radio, everybody. So we're gonna be getting into that. Anything else we need to announce? Oh, I've got something else. But do we have anything before this
just
last one?
Just our normal stuff.
Okay. You know it's gonna be cool.
Yeah.
Not that it's fully there because the magazine's not done. But World Poetry Magazine?
Yeah.
It's going live next week. The webpage, not the,
ooh,
magazine. So some basic stuff.
All right.
There'll be a special backdoor link for the people who listen to this to go submit for free. We'll have it all set up. But I've been doing a lot of work getting that ready to go because we have to start taking things in. And the hard thing is to figure out what does a website of a magazine that hasn't launched yet look like. That's a very specific thing to research. But yeah, that's really exciting. So it's kind of like the next evolution, not in poetry radio, but in just what we're doing here. And so, of course, the show's still going. Nothing's changing like that with the show, but we'll just be adding the magazine, and I think it'll be pretty cool. All right, and Dennis looked in the chat room. I'll give all the clues, but then we'll have to figure out how I can get them fairly to everyone else, but then also to you, so George doesn't have a chance. I know we're trying. I know it's, this is where we've got to now. I'm kidding, of course. I'm just going to put them up somewhere. All right, so let's do this. We're going to get into the rules here of the show before we get into the call section. I think this is going to just be one of those like just kind of chill evenings.
Yeah,
I'm just kind of feeling that thing here. All right, rule number one, no hate speech. We've never done that on the show. We never will do that on the show. We do not stand for that, and there's enough of craziness in this world that we want to make this a wonderful place that we can feel restored instead of pulled apart. Rule number two, please skew PG-13 if you can. We want to make this a friendly place for younger people, for families, and everyone to come listen. And, you know, we just want to kind of make sure that we're not just straying into crazy parts of poetry for no reason. That being said, we're not in the business of censoring everyone. So if it's artistic, if there's a good flow going, we might not jump in. But if it gets gratuitous, if it gets too over the top, we do reserve the right to kind of jump in during the poem and ask for maybe you to read it at another more appropriate time. Rule number three, when we come on the line, please be prepared with your poem. It's just a respect thing. It keeps the show flowing in a nice way. We understand if things like tablets, you know, suddenly turn off for a second, you know, if we got to do that, we get that. It's just, it's a good practice to try to be ready. Rule number four, please keep your work no longer than 3 to 5 minutes long. Once again, that's just a show flow kind of thing. And rule number five, we love your comments. We love your suggestions. Although JT and I have a horrible time remembering anything because we're doing a lot of things during the show. So if you have comments, you have suggestions, send them to us at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or at worldpoetryopenmic.net. Just drop it in the contact form. We will use it. We will talk about it. And a lot of times we do apply it to the show. Thank you so much. All right. So we're looking for five unique callers. We're guaranteeing two segments at least. So the number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
And we're back.
Could have swore that was just
with the power of a thousand eagles.
I don't have it yet.
We need the eagle sound effect. Yeah. You know what? The thing is, Colbert's not using it anymore.
That's right.
So, we need to.
Okay.
Okay? Because I think that nothing sums up what you and I, the essence of who you and I are, more than the eagle sound effects, you know? you don't agree?
No, I agree. I totally agree.
So, okay. So I've talked about a few experiences. Really quickly, I'm going to throw this out. I've talked about a few experiences on the show before.
Yes, you
have. For instance, the owls that would not stop conversing outside of my window.
That was awesome.
And when you realize that the is a male and female owl talking, it becomes comedic real quick. And they're still around, by the way. Those owls still just hang out and carry on.
Okay.
And they've never answered the question. Hoo-hoo-hoo. I'm like, I know. I know you don't know. You know, it's just...
Who are you? I don't know. Who are
you? Who are you, huh? Who are you hanging out in my... Okay. Anyway, so here's an experience I had. And I told JT a little bit about this, but I wanted to kind of share it and see what everybody thinks. So for the first time in a really long time, JT, I got angry in a restaurant today over tortillas.
It's amazing, and it wasn't a major chain.
No, this was not a major chain. So maybe that works for it. But I was in a place. I ordered fajitas, $17. Huge platter of stuff comes out. You know, all kinds of food. And it was good. Three small flour tortillas. So it's like, okay, well, you know, maybe people only use that many. I'll ask for some more because obviously they're going to bring you more.
Right.
It's a fairly decent, you know.
Yeah.
No. They wanted another $4.
Wait,
$4 for three more tortillas.
And you could have gone down to King's, come back with a bunch of
probably,
them and gone, I spent
probably not
$3.
The same. Yeah, but the thing being, though, is that so now my $17 meal is a $21 meal, right? So so at any rate, I you know, I was nice to the waitress and everything. I said, you know, you've been great. Thanks so much. And, you know, talked to the manager. The manager was like, well, it's because of labor costs. And I'm like, it's not. This just, it's not even about the tortillas or the money. It's kind of just a little dishonest. You know, it's just, to me, it feels like you're being conned into spending more money. And so, I mean, anyway, I just, you know, just kind of felt bad. And I didn't yell at anybody. I still paid everything that, you know, everything was fine. And, but it kind of put me in a grumpy mood. So I go to the store, buy a bunch of groceries, come home, and I realize I think I dropped my wallet on the way out of the grocery store. And at first, they seem unrelated. And then I realize most of the time I try to be in a place of joy, earning all the money I have. It's joyful. Saving money is joyful. Spending it is joyful. I try to stay in this joyful thing. But then I suddenly turn negative and I find a way to get rid of, you know, quote, even though everything's fine, I find a way to, quote, get rid of my money. And I found that really interesting. So I'm wondering if other people see the situation the same way, or if I'm just kind of being crazy. What do you think about it? So, if you're thinking about things in the chat room, there you go. There's something to think about. But I think the first thing I'm doing is just restoring the joy in the whole process, and the wallet will take care of itself.
Yeah.
Or I'll just replace it within a day or two.
Right.
All right. We've got some great callers, but we don't have five. We have four.
What's okay. going on here, man? Well, apparently I missed a call or something happened.
Okay. Well, we also have a sec. We always guarantee a second segment before the return engagement. So there will be another opportunity, not counting the return engagement, to come up.
Correct.
All right. But let's go right away to upstate New York. Let's visit with our number one caller here, Zach. Good evening, Zach. How are you, sir?
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing pretty well. I'm sitting here drinking some coffee. JT, what do you have? You have a water bottle that's larger than your face that you're drinking. Okay, that's awesome. What about you, Zach? How are you?
I'm good. I realized that I've needed hearing aids for years, and I told my last doctors that I needed hearing aids, and they wouldn't listen to me, and then they said that I would. That it wouldn't be worth it because I only have mild hearing loss, even though I have tinnitus, consistent ringing in the ears. Yeah. And so I decided that enough was enough, and I went to a new place. And long story short, I'm going to get $6,000 hearing aids for $300 brand new and by next month.
That's incredible.
He sent me a message the day that he had gone to this thing, and I think that's so cool, Zach.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I think it's going to open up so much for you.
Are those going to have Bluetooth?
It is, yes. Yep. I have I can stream music from my phone, and I can stream movies from my TV and stuff.
That's amazing. It's going to be great.
It's definitely exciting, it's just amazing how good it feels to feel validated because, the other doctors told me I had mild hearing loss, and, now I'm hearing that, you've needed hearing aids for years, and, that I'm not crazy,
Isn't it good to know you're not crazy sometimes? I know that sounds funny, but it's the truth, right? It's kind of when someone finally listens.
Well, as writers, being crazy is a good thing sometimes.
Sometimes. I think, one of the things that really caught me was I think there's a little bit of a myth sometimes about creative people having to be crazy because we have our elements of it. But one of the things that's funny is, like, as a musician, the more and more I spend time in the industry, the more I realize that the best musicians really aren't the crazy ones. They're ones out there doing the work and focusing and trying to be the best people they can. And they might have this little artistic bent to them, but they're just trying to be quality human beings. And honestly, I'm finding the same thing about poets, that we're just trying to be good people and we're trying to learn and advance. And so, while being crazy is a thing, obviously you got to have one or two screws loose to do this anyway. But I think the great thing is when we realize, I can be a functional person and not be suffering and still do all this artistic work and be happy.
Speaking of helping, how are you enjoying my book?
Hey, I've been enjoying it quite a bit. I've been working my way through it and trying to take my time intelligently with it. So I can have some ideas. So I'll be reaching out to you in this next week with some ideas. I already have a few drafts down.
That's so awesome. Thank you so much.
It really
means the world to me. I want to help people, and I think you can help me help people.
Well, that's my goal, too, is to help you help people,
Yeah, and I'm getting the other exciting news. I am getting the anthology next week.
Woohoo!
Awesome.
Yeah, I just did. I have this app that basically it's a match three game like Candy Crush, every time that you win a level, you get to play a digital scratch off for where you win actual money, and it's not connected to your bank account. It pays out through PayPal. I've had it since like July, and I've paid out like $60 or $70, and I used $20 in Amazon gift cards that I got from playing the game. And,
that's sick.
And used it to pay for it.
No, actually, I love that because you contributed poetry and now you're buying it with something that you won in a game. So it's really just kind of like it flowed very naturally. That's awesome. Okay, so Zach, seeing that, you know, I feel like we could sit here and talk all night, I'm just going to move this to you being able to perform and giving you the stage, and then we'll briefly talk after, okay, so we can keep things moving.
All right, sounds good. This is actually a little different. This week has also been sad because I had a family friend who died and under suspicious circumstances, and it got me thinking about how you know, when I wanted to comfort the person who he left behind, and I thought about a song that I wrote last year for another family friend who died, and so I had finally shared that song with that person that it was meant for today, for the first time, and she loved it. So, you know, I thought that I would share something from the heart, and this is a song that I wrote last year. I will be singing it, so I apologize if I have a terrible voice. So this is called "The Best I Can Do Is Hope." I don't understand, and I won't understand. I just wish you would have reached out for my hand. I would have raised you up, got you back on your feet, and help you realize life doesn't have to be a one-way street. But there's nothing I can say, no, there's nothing I can do to bring you back, so I'll just remember you and hope you're in a better place with sunshine kisses on your face. I hope the beer tastes better and it's always perfect hunting and fishing weather. I hope you remember us and know that we'll remember you. It'll be hard to push through, but we'll find a way to cope. But until we meet again, the best I can do is hope. Ever since the day you left, my heart feels like it's been a victim of theft. And every time I see your face in a photograph, I can't help but sit back and laugh. Then your voice pops in my head, and I remember all the things we left unsaid. I wasn't ready to let you go, but I need you to know I forgive you and hope you're in a better place with the sunshine kisses on your face. I hope the beer tastes better and it's always perfect hunting and fishing weather. I hope you remember us and know that we'll remember you. It'll be hard to push through, but we'll find a way to cope. So until we meet again, the best I can do is hope. You taught me how to be a better man, and you showed me how to be a better friend. These are lessons I'll take with me till the end. But there's nothing I can say, no, there's nothing I can do to bring you back, so I'll just remember you and hope, hope. The best I can do is hope. And a peace.
Very, very well done, my friend. Very well done. That's an authentic song there.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, I was afraid to share with the person because, I mean, you know, it's emotional. So, you know, but, you know, something with that much emotion, it's kind of scary to do that. But, you know, I've realized that I want to take chances, and I want to take risks, and I feel like singing a song on a national poetry radio show is a little bit of a risk.
It is, but you know what? Like, I think taking a risk and just kind of perpetually stepping it up more and more and more. But I think the fact you writing that, and then you, if this makes sense, you writing that and then you putting it out into the world, you putting it on the show, all of that, this is you taking, you know, progressive risks as well. And it's you stepping forward more into who you want to be, I think. And that's awesome.
Yeah, thank you, guys. What do you think, JT? Put you on the spotlight.
Yeah. What do you think, buddy?
It's good. It's good. It is. It was a good piece.
Yeah.
Very touching. Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys. I know we got a lot of people lined up, so I'll let the next person step up, and I'll talk to you guys in the return engagement.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you then, Zach. Thanks so much.
Yep. Bye.
And that was Zach, calling from upstate New York. I like that voice, my radio voice.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Like, what are we talking about?
Well, the women are happy to be back with their mothers and fathers after the soldiers went over and gave Hitler a biff on the nose. That's my war voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that one. I really do enjoy it.
The Atlantic. So weird, the Atlantic. Yeah. It's a funny voice to have. But I think I could do it. I could probably go through a lot. If I spent a lot of time in New York, I'd probably start talking like this all the time. No one else in New York talks that way, by the way.
I was going to say.
It's just me. All right. let's go now to George in Michigan. Hello, George. How are you, sir?
Well, I enjoy your New York voice.
No, thank you very much.
I just wondered who... And I wondered who won the Battle of the Bulge.
Well, obviously it wasn't me, George.
Okay. That's good. I've been watching a lot of old black and white war films.
Oh, have you?
And in the documentaries, too. I always loved the history. And, I use some of them in classrooms, but some of them are just phenomenal, even some of the old sort of scratchy ones. But I like the Israels with that voice you've got, you know.
You know, I feel like with that voice, I could recreate all kinds of alternative facts.
Yes, you could. You could have, maybe you could change some elections.
You know, maybe in the past I could do it. I could talk about how, Pablo Picasso was actually a strong supporter of conservatism and.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. That's right. Revisionist history is best.
I think that's why we've talked about me putting out the Michael Amade's Alternative Atlas of the World and just have it be nothing but a bunch of crap, you know?
Just a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at least I'm saying that's what it is. I'm not dying on the sword of this is fact.
The thing is, making up your own facts isn't exactly original anymore around here.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Anyway, all right.
Yeah, well, yeah. I've got a couple of very short ones tonight.
Okay.
This one is called Watch Where You Walk. In trepidation, we made our way, stepped lightly, daintily, towed the way. Mutually agreed and in concert, we didn't get a damn thing done. End of peace.
I like that one quite a bit. Yeah. It's been a strange week. Historically, as we've talked about, it's a very strange week. And I'm still processing how I even feel about this thing, But
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I find it quite depressing because it's in the area of fairness. It's not there, but as far as a whole bunch of people being puppets to one leader, only one leader, it's I guess if you're a tyrant, you love this week.
Yeah, I mean, you never thought you'd see that, but
no,
it sure.
Well, I saw it when I taught World War II history.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you did.
Italian history, and Spanish history, and Russian history. But anyway, yeah, that old election is just anoint somebody and put a crown on it, and then hide. Go to New Zealand or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the thing, and, you know, of course, I'm against fascism in any potential, you know, any way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
However,
yeah.
The version of fascism that Mike, the only thing that bothers me about it, the only thing the Italians got out of Mussolini was incredible, you know, architecture. We're not going to even have that. We're not even going to get that. It's going to be, you know, it'd be temp buildings. Yeah. Function and cost.
With a bunch of red hats.
Yeah, exactly.
Some of the tyrants, the fascist tyrants, were men of, they loved the music, like Hitler loved their music and their pets. Of course, that didn't make them good. All that did is,
of course not,
give them a few more fans, I guess. But nothing justifies murder, you know.
No, nothing even remotely. Yeah, it's just crazy.
But yeah, that's if we get to pick our music, maybe that's it. Maybe that is important. Let's just elect somebody who we really like as a singer. You know, living or dead. Okay. So anyway,
two TV stars.
I think Frank Sinatra could still swing that popular vote.
Frank Sinatra for president. Yeah. Anyway, of course, it'd be my luck. We'd get somebody like Tiny Tim or something.
Tiptoe Through the Tulips could be the new national anthem. It'd be amazing.
I bet the kids love it. And on top of, and it'd be better leadership than we got anyways. I did not call in to get on any kind of pulpit.
No, of course. Neither did I. I didn't mean for you or I to do it, because I did it. I brought you right into it.
I am one that always wants to get on that pulpit. But anyway, I'll move over and let number three come along. And, Dennis follows me. This is sort of unique. You know, he told me that, summer comes to Michigan tomorrow and to believe that it's going to be summer starting tomorrow. So if it doesn't happen, I know who to blame.
All right. All right. Well,
all right.
Perfect. All right. All right, George. All right. We'll talk to you during the return. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Good.
And that was George Collin from Michigan, the second spot here in our first segment. See, I think there's a problem with people who are teachers, because we like to get up and discuss and talk. And it's not that we necessarily like to get up and just talk and go off ourselves, but it's like we want to facilitate the conversation and talk about it. But also, you know, George and I also bond a lot over just being obsessive about history.
Yes.
And so the thing that's so fascinating about watching what's going on now, and I'm not turning this into politics, it's just a crazy time we're in. No matter how you come at it, this is just such, it feels not real. It's so out there to me. But maybe I would have been saying that back in 99, had I been viewing it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think this is a different situation, obviously, but it feels just not real to me. It feels like if history was a great cheeseburger, JT, this feels like Dollar Menu Wendy's 3 a.m.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's weird, I know. Well, whatever. I'm going to stop talking about it. Let's go to Dennis in Michigan. Hey, Dennis, sorry to make you sit through all that. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right. I don't bother watching that stuff on TV.
Good for you.
What a downer.
You know, it really is, though, isn't it? Yep, a bit of a downer.
I'm going to make my own news. I don't need to listen to that nonsense.
There you go. Actually, I like that idea. I like that idea.
Yeah. I'll put my head back in the sand for a while longer.
You know, ostriches aren't wrong all the time. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, how are you, sir? How's everything else going?
I'm doing very well, and it's been a good week for me. And the next week, I'll be having a birthday, so I get some birthday cake, and that's good too.
Well, happy early birthday! Happy early birthday!
Well, thank you. That's good. All right, I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Yeah, JT, are you ready for your birthday? Comes after mine later this year. Are you ready?
Oh yeah.
You know, I turned 40 this year.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what I'm going to do for my birthday, but I got to celebrate it somehow. First step, find my wallet.
That's right.
Anyway, Dennis, like I said, happy early birthday. I'm going to give you the stage. We'll talk after, okay?
All right. That sounds like a plan. Okay. Well, continuing our theme for the Poet of the Month. Bum, 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 bum. I have a poem by Khalil Gibran I'm going to read tonight. And the title is Song of the Rain, number 7. I'm dotted silver threads dropped from heaven by the gods. Nature then takes me to adorn her fields and valleys. I am beautiful pearls. Plucked from the crown of Ishtar by the daughters of dawn to embellish the gardens. When I cry, the hills laugh. When I humble myself, the flowers rejoice. When I bow, all things are elated. The field and the cloud are lovers. And between them, I am a messenger of mercy. I quench the thirst of one. I cure the ailment of the other. The voice of thunder declares my arrival. The rainbow announces my departure. I am like earthly life, which begins at the feet of the mad elements and ends under the upraised wings of death. I emerge from the herd of the sea, soar with the breeze. When I see a field in need, I descend and embrace the flowers and the trees in a million little ways. I touch gently at the windows with my soft fingers. And my announcement is a welcome song. All can hear, but only the sensitive can understand. The heat in the air gives birth to me, but I turn and I kill it. As woman overcomes man with the strength she takes from him, I am the sigh of the sea, the laughter of the field, the tears of heaven. So, with love, sighs from the deep sea of affection, laughter from the colorful field of the spirit, tears from the endless heaven of memories. End of poem, a poem by Khalil Gibran.
Once again, your ability to choose something to read is really spot on, but the read itself also is just fantastic, and I think you really did it justice.
I don't know, but he's good to read. He really is, and I'd suggest anybody that hasn't read Khalil Gibran to go to the library, pick up his book, or find it online, find his poems. He writes such beautiful poetry, and that's why he is still held up with admiration and respect, because he left a great legacy of writing behind, yeah. And we honor that today.
Absolutely. That's I think there's no better way to say it than the way you just did. We really do, and I'm really happy that people are looking into him more. I love his work.
Great choice for Poet of the Month. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm working on the next one already. Working on the next one already. So
don't tell George.
I won't. I know. I know. He's like the New England Patriots of the Poet of the Month. Yeah, it's like one of you is the Boston Red Sox and the other one is the Yankees. It's just back and forth all the time. All right.
Yes, George is my nemesis when it comes to Poet of the Month. he's had the upper hand for too long.
Time to fight back, Dennis. All right. Well, hey, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you.
Make some new history.
Yeah, that's it. All right. So we'll talk to you during the return, okay?
Yes, I plan on it and look forward to it. And I'm going to step aside, let the next poet step up to the mic. I'm going to say, God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis calling from Michigan, our number three spot here in the first segment. All right. The next person, I'm going to say this when you're bringing her on. It's okay.
Yeah.
We're going to travel now to Connecticut. We're going to talk to Barbara. Barbara, oh my goodness, we're having that issue, Barbara. We can't hear you. If you can call us back, we would appreciate it. We can take you live. We'll be able to hear you then. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, looks like she's on top of it, though, so that's great. So Barbara had a show, not this last week, but the week before, on her show, Red River Radio, Tales from the Pages. Hello, Barbara.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. How are you feeling?
Are you
getting better? Are you on the mend?
I had a 3-week sinus infection, which didn't go away with antibiotics. So my doctor gave me prednisone, and that knocked it out last week. And then this week, I've just been like, I just think sinuses drain forever. They never...
Yeah.
They never stop draining. And so, I'm still coughing a little, and I may cough, but I took a lozenge before I answered the phone. So I'm good, but, and I'm just starting to go out. I did a discussion group on Monday night for the book The City of Light by Lauren Belfer. It's about Buffalo during 1901, when they were just starting to put electricity in, and it's all about, there's a lot of intrigue about it, about the electrical plant, and people had, thoughts about electricity that we never would have believed, but yeah, it was good. And, that's about it. I haven't really done much. I just sort of hanged out in my house.
Uh-huh.
I went to one book club meeting, but that was all. Otherwise, I've been pretty quiet. Yeah.
Well, good. Also, I have to apologize because we had a thing set up where I was going to be on your show that we had planned a long time ago.
I didn't want to talk about that. I thought you'd bring it up.
I'm bringing it up because I was suddenly set doing this this thing for the musical, and I was in the midst of rehearsals, and I saw your note, and I went, "Oh no, I'm going to have a room full of children." Like, there's literally no way.
No.
And so it's
no. We yeah. yeah.
So that's my
we had
my
a good,
fault.
Yeah, Cynthia was on. And Susan Strecker was on, and we had a really nice time. And Stan called in, so it was lots of fun. If you get a chance to listen, we had a good time. As Stan, and I just really, it was good. I missed you, but
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I'm
sorry about that. I try not to make those kinds of appointments and not show up. It totally just got screwed up.
I did not hold it against you because I know what happens with people, and you know, I was just kidding.
I appreciate it. I'm letting you know publicly that that was my fault, and I apologize.
Well, I thank you.
All right.
I really do. I thank you. And so anyway, I was going to come last week, but my daughters wanted me to stay off. They said, stay away, Mom. You're not better yet. So
Fair enough. We understand.
They take care of me. So
that's good.
I have three poems. One was about my illness. The other is about snow. And the other is about love. So which one do you want to hear?
JT, what do you think? How about why don't we do the snow one?
Okay.
Yeah.
The snow one is called The Power of Snow. The white flakes filter down softly and relentlessly, covering whatever is in their path, transforming the dirty landscape with its bare black trees into a winter wonderland of snowy magic. Their beauty is hard to see, unless you trap one on your coat and examine its structure, so perfect in geometry, with none the same. Yet you never see that when they glisten down and cover the ground. The mounds of snow increase if the snow continues, but if it stops, then there is a moment of wonder when you hold your breath and you begin to believe there is a force beyond your ken when the light shines on the new fallen snow. And you see sparkles as if jewels had fallen, the dust of diamonds in mounds, and the starlight shines upon this scene, making you believe that all will be okay. End poem.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
Thank you. And that was when we had our first snow here. We had a little bit of snow came down. I thought, snow, you know.
Yeah. I enjoyed
and
it. I did.
Thank you. And these are all new poems in 2020. Speaking of poems, I was going to get the anthology, but I wasn't sure if, you know, who is in it, so... Would it be worth my while to get the anthology, Michael?
Of course it would.
Why would I? Okay, Barbara, I want you to think about this. First of all, the people in the anthology are always great because these are the people who are, you know, listen to the show on a regular basis. But two, what do you think I'm going to say?
Yeah.
Of course I'm going to, like, okay, yeah. I mean, no, it's a horrible book, Barbara. Don't buy it. Like, of course I'm going to say get it because I think it is really good. But you shouldn't take it from me. You should take it from the people who actually have it.
Oh, okay. Who has it?
Ask in the chat room.
Yeah.
See, that way it's not me saying it. It's the people who actually own it. They'll tell you.
Okay. Anyway.
Great anthology, Barb. There's George. George in the chat room right there.
Barb. Okay. All right. So I'm going to get off. And I know you have another segment going. Hopefully someone will get back on.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
And we'll see. I'll get to read the love poem tonight, I hope.
Sounds
okay.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
I just wrote that one. Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye. To you later. Thanks. Bye. And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut. I wonder,
honestly, this book is really unnecessary. I mean,
it's stunningly unvital to your literary collection.
Besides, the shape alone should want you to...
That's the thing I think. It's like you can use it as a book or a coaster. I mean, it's really...
Sure. Yeah.
You could use that to put a plate on.
Yeah.
Even. What do they call those? A charger? Which never made any sense to me because it's not charging anywhere. It's just staying in a circle. I'm kidding.
I get you. I get you.
All right. So
I hope you're kidding, Michael.
Okay. So it is time for us now to go into a second segment. This is not the return engagement. So unless you have not called in yet, let this ring through. So we're going to try to see if there's more callers out there who want to come on first. After this, we will then announce the return engagement, and we'll do the callers then. The number 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
Christine?
Yes, Michael?
You know what you get when you throw four chickens in a bathtub?
Pure poultry.
That's right. World Poultry Open Mic.
That's nice.
I got to be honest, I'm really proud of that drop right there.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Pure poultry.
I just, you know, the thing I think was funny about that, too, was when we recorded that, we didn't plan that.
No. No, we did not.
We were just trying to cope with stuff, and I just said that Christine, what do you call it when you, you know, was
pure
it?
Pure poultry.
Yep. That was a great answer.
It was.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so we have one caller. It's a bit of a slow night. It's okay.
Which is odd, because I know we had another one that was trying to get in, which was Dennis from Texas.
Dennis from Texas, huh? We're having some issues here.
For whatever reason, it's not coming through.
Dennis from Texas. We got to work this out. Where did he go? Is he in the chat room?
He'll come back.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. See, look at all these people in the chat room talking about how the NC Barbara. See, look at this. That's what we call actual customer reviews, right? I mean, that's the thing. So, I'm. Thank you for all the kind words about the anthology. You all put together a great piece of work. I'm happy to have it on my. Interesting. Happy to have it on my bookshelf. Dennis from Texas. There should be no busy signal. Let's So just give it a shot again. If it does come, I'll stall. But if you call when we have our caller on the line, we won't be able to get it.
Oh, he's got the right number. Huh.
I don't know. All right.
Sorry. It's great radio.
This is great radio. Okay, so JT.
Yes, sir.
Let's do this. Try one more time here, Dennis. Try to call one more time if you can, and then we're gonna just take our call, and we'll give it a shot for the return as well. We'll figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
All right. So, man,
I'm wondering if by chance he has a block on his end.
Which can happen. If you go to privacy on Skype, it can always be a thing. Yeah, something's not right.
Huh.
Like, because let's see. Should I try to call right now?
Sure.
JT, I'm going to call our show.
Yes.
Live on the... I don't think I've ever done this before.
No, I don't think you have. Okay. Live.
Okay, 720-240-9766. Here we go. I am calling the studio live. Let's see what happens.
Oh, there it is. Look at that. Michael Amade.
It's ringing. Okay.
You want to...
Okay, go ahead and answer.
Answer.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. So there we go. Now that we have recursion, it's crazy. So I just literally called the studio right there.
Maybe the studio.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to move on. We're going to take the call from Stan. We're going to see what we can work out here for you, Dennis, okay? Also consider jumping on Skype and just giving us a call at World Poetry Open Mic. That's our Skype ID. You can find us there. It'll be really super clear. All right, we're going to head now to Alabama and bring on Stan, who's been waiting very patiently. Hello, Stan. How are you, sir?
Technical demons.
You know, it just seems like we're having little bits of these all around, but we're going to fight them like with the best of them.
There you go. That's all you can do.
Well, I guess you could give up, but that sucks, doesn't it? I think it's more fun to like actually fight back and get more run for your money.
I don't see that happening. Not you two.
Not this. We've been doing this a little too long for this to happen, I think.
Oh yeah.
We're just stubborn now. How are you? What's going on?
I hear you. Oh, well, been trying to actually start doing more writing.
I accepted a challenge of writing a haiku a day for a year.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's great. How's it going? I was going to say, yeah, how's it going?
I haven't missed one.
Good
so
for
far.
You. Good for you.
Good.
So good far. You. You know, the year is young. I'm not.
Fair enough. I understand. I understand. I'm looking forward to hearing some of your work here, but let's do this. I'm going to give you the stage. We'll talk after, okay?
Sure will. I've got this little piece that was prompted by Nyla, and it's called Departed Dreams. What is this? Where and how did I arrive here? No point of reference to the destination other than being here in the now. At least my perspective of it. I realize all the chaos in my head began with exiting the darkness. Deep rim or reality, a blurred perspective as I wander this landscape. So many images converge and intertwine. Threads of my life weaved in random images, sounds, and emotions, yet without physical sensation. No scent, no taste, no feel. The comings and goings of my life played out before me. As a child, see, laying in my drawer, my model rocket, the youthful fantasy that captivated my imagination. I used to dream of going to the moon and beyond. In that instant, the images morph into my child with her dolls, her toy stethoscope and thermometer lovingly being used on her dolls, her dream of being a doctor, bringing healing and care to others, her aspiration and dream. Then walking down the aisle to begin my life with my one and only. The elation envelops me as it did then. So many moments revisited and experienced again. Even the loss of my parents, her father and sister, painfully touch my being. I'm weeping but feel no tears, nor feel the embraces of condolence we shared. Now I walk with my wife and child. We travel a snow-covered path in a place I do not recognize. They hold on, supporting each other as they walk. No words exchanged. No feel of cold. No wisp of breath in the air. Their expression appears forlorn. For a moment, we stop. As I look around to see anything familiar, I notice their tracks in the snow. But no trace of my own. How can that be? I have traveled at their side through the snow, step for step. It's then I notice they have moved on. I try to follow, catch up, but I find myself back in my room playing astronaut. All my life and random moments and scenes, some from and not from memory, continue to appear. Deep rim or reality, a blurred perspective as I wander this landscape. I feel this is a dreamscape of memory, an imagined future. Still my footsteps not in the snow, apprehension now in my heart. If this is a dream, where the conclusion, the finale? If not a dream, then nightmare? My revisiting my life journey, only to travel a snowy path and find I left no trace? My heart feels the pressure of my increasing anxiety. If this is my life passing before me, when will I transcend? If this is a dream or nightmare, when shall I awaken from this? Can I awaken from this? Will I? Ever? And peace.
Wow, man. I really liked that. It was making me think of a bunch of different things. Actually, that's a sign of a poem that I'm really resonating with.
Well, she gave me several different prompts and some assignments and some exercises,
And I just do what I usually do. I just slammed it all together.
Of course, why not?
Tried to find the subject matter or something that I could deviate enough and twist around enough to where I could bring it all together into a single story, and that's what came out of it.
I really enjoyed that one. I sincerely did. And way to go.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
You got it. You got it.
And hopefully, Dennis John can get on.
Yeah, we're working on it.
I think what he's trying to do is get Skype going.
Okay. Well, we'll work. I mean, we've got another, we've got a return. Well, you know, you guys know how that is. We'll work with him. We'll see what we can make happen. We want everyone to be able to share in this community. Yeah.
Well.
Hey, every voice counts.
It really does. It really does, including yours. And thank you so much for everything you you do and everything you bring to us. It's just such a joy to have you on the show, Stan, really.
Oh, thank you, sir, and on to the next.
Thank you. And that was Stan Collin from Alabama, rounding out our second segment, as far as we know. What's going on in the chat room here with Dennis?
I don't see him in there, so that might mean that he is, like, downloading...
It could mean
Skype
that, yeah.
That
so what I think we definitely could do is, I think what we could do is if we look at going in for the return,
yeah.
But there's a moment where we need to kind of stall, you know, and I need to talk or whatever, and then if he's calling in, we'll absolutely try to we'll play jazz. We'll be open with that. So. Everyone let him know, also in the chat room, if he comes back, in case he's not listening, let him know that if he comes back in and he's trying to call and we do get a call past our call segment, we're going to figure out how to get him in,
yeah.
Okay? All right, so are you about ready, JT? Your fingers ready?
Yeah.
There, you've done your stretches? All right, it's now time for us to go to the return engagement, otherwise known as...
Sorry, you
want? Oh,
that?
Never. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
The return engagement.
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 No.
Do you remember? I think it's in the first. It's in the first Star Wars where the Millennium Falcon's just going haywire. There's all kinds of things going wrong with it, right? And they're always having to like work on it, repair it.
Yeah.
That's how the show is feeling at the moment. All right. We're going to go to the return engagement. Anybody wants to call and share something else, you can. The number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right. We're back. Oh, wait.
Jim's not on this week.
No, he's not. Next week.
Sorry about that. I was gearing up. I was getting ready to meet him head on with the Scottish accents. The Scotty accent. It's not really just fully Scottish. We only have four people for return? What the f-
Well, Stan didn't call back.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's fine.
We're still trying to get...
We're moving a little fast
John
this evening.
Or DJ.
Yes, on. That's right. Okay. So let's just move on. Hopefully we will get him.
Yeah.
Let's head into Barbara in Connecticut. Barbara, welcome back.
Let's head into Barbara. Barbara, welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Barbara. Pull up a chair. How's it going?
It's going.
Well, good.
It's Friday night.
We're here. It's a you know, we've made it through another week.
Yeah, it's good.
Good.
It's good. I can't explain why it helps me to come here, but it always does. It's always better. It's a better Friday night when I come here.
You know what? I love hearing that. It's a better Friday night when I'm here too, because otherwise I'm out causing trouble and my chances of getting arrested go way up.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. Obviously, I'm kidding. Okay, but no, it is really something.
After I read, I'll tell you about the book I'm reading now.
Uh-oh. Okay. I'll let you read first then.
Okay, this poem came to me in the car driving home tonight, and yes, it drove right into me. So it's called Love Touched Me Once. When I was young and days held promise, love touched my heart and I let it in. With the silken threads of romance threading my days together, thinking only of my lover's touch, his soft fingers slipping over my skin, leaving fiery trails beneath, igniting a spark that never became an ember. Love touched my life and propelled me in a direction beyond my expectations, turned my life upside down, and twirled me in its embrace until I forgot which way was up or down, and it didn't matter. Love called the shots, and I gave up my heart to it. It was my touchstone and my compass, always finding the way home, for home was always love. End poem.
Actually, I really enjoyed that. So that just appeared and came into your mind.
Just
while
came
you were
in to the me.
That's
I was great. I was sitting there in the passenger seat. We had had our coffee, and I was feeling good and warm and comfy, and I was on the highway in the passenger seat, and I just started writing. It came to me just like that.
Ah, well, great. It was a good moment of inspiration. And yes.
Yeah, that just appeared. That's as all of my poems appear. They just appear out of the blue. First there's no poem, then there's a poem.
I think it's great. I think it's great. And thank you for sharing it with us.
Oh, you're welcome. You're absolutely welcome. And I thought, oh, wow, I've written a new poem for World Poetry Open Mic. That's great. So anyway, what I will tell you about is the book that I read this last week, which I finished, which is called Formation. And it's about a woman who was in the Army just before the war in Iraq. So she got in like before 9/11 and before the war, so maybe 2000. And she got in when she was very young. She was 18, 19 when she got into the Army, and she was raped. And it's about what happened to her when she was raped and how the Army treated her, and just really, if you want to know how a woman, you know, what happens to a woman in the Army, this is the book for you. But it's very hard to read. It's compelling, but it's hard to read, especially if you're a woman. I don't think any man would really find it easy to, because the way men are treating her is so awful.
Yeah, I think men would probably have a very hard time. Most all men I know are very, they can't stand the idea of treating another human being or animal the same way. You know?
Yeah, just awful. It was awful how they treated her. Wow. They didn't believe her. They made her suffer. Her commanding officer just ridiculed her, and just awful. So, but it's a very interesting book, and she has a great at Dosti, and the book is called Formation.
Okay.
So if you get a chance to read it, I would suggest that.
I've written the name down here, and I'll
yeah,
I'll
just to see what
yeah.
It was like in the Army during that time for anyone. I mean, even men had trouble in the Army. I mean, you know.
Yes, men have
bad.
A lot of trouble in the Army, too. They do. It might be different in some cases, but they do it as well, yeah.
But I think about it. She was in the Army in Iraq, and she was not. She was in the infantry, but she was really in the intelligence part. so she didn't really have to be in combat, but still she had to walk around with all this combat gear on her in the desert. Just amazing. Anyway, going to get off the phone and say goodnight to you guys, because this was wonderful. This is really great, and I'm looking forward to hearing the other three, and hope that, you know, that the other Janice calls in, because he really wanted to read.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
We'll talk to you next time, okay?
Talk to you next week. All okay. Right. Bye. Bye.
And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut, leading off our return engagement. Now we're heading to a place where, I was going to say mittens are taken seriously, but that's a ridiculous statement. Let's just go to Dennis in Michigan. Hello, Dennis. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be back.
We're happy to have you as well. So, you know, it's been a short show, but it's been a good show. It's been a good show so far.
Every show of World Poetry Open Mic is a good one. You can't grade them. Each one has a character of its own.
It's true. And, you know, it's one of those things where I think we've been doing this long enough where for years we always thought when the show was over, wow, the poets were great, but man, we just really screwed this thing up. It was not good until we listen back and we go, actually, it wasn't that bad. So now we've just learned to be quiet.
Every show is good on Friday night.
that's what it is.
Thanks to you guys.
Well, and to everyone who calls.
And then we step in and try to do our part, but thanks to you guys.
Well, I appreciate that. So what do you have for us this time?
I thought I'd read a poem that I wrote.
All right.
So the title is Contemplation. In this world of many distractions, it is easy to lose focus on God, but his virtues should be our attraction, and his goodness we need daily applaud. Don't let your mind be polluted. Think about things that are true, lest your faith become dull, deluded. Hold fast to the God that loves you. Think about things that are noble. Think about things that are just. For his grace and mercy are global, and in this we anchor our trust. For things that are lovely and pure are reflections of our God above. For his virtues are blessings for sure. We contemplate his matchless love. End of poem.
I really liked that one. It had a feeling of an old hymn. Yep. To me. You know, I really, really like that feel to it.
Yeah, well, it's just my feeble attempt at praise, but he is worthy of praise, so I am not ashamed.
No, nor should you be. No, that was definitely meant as a compliment. It's was done very, very well, and I know my hymns and my praise songs. That's part of my job. So I think it was done quite well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You got it.
And I'm going to step aside and let number three step up to the mic. I'm going to say God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis calling from Michigan. Number two in the spot. Oh, we got someone coming. All right, so I'm stalling right now. Hello, everyone. I am stalling officially. So since we've talked about it, let me just throw this out here as well. So if you do want to support the show, if you want to be able to contribute somehow to the show, there is a way you can do that. It's the World Poetry Open Mic 2019 anthology. And it basically combines the work of a lot of great poets. A lot of great poets. And we basically put it on sale towards the end of every year. And all the proceeds go to help us pay for the show, the website, hosting, all of that stuff. So if you want to support the show that way, you can, one, wait until we put the show together, or put the book together towards the end of the year,
or you can pick up a copy. Go into Amazon.com, look up World Poetry Open Mic Anthology, and you'll be able to find it then. You'll find over the past multiple years, I think our first one was 2015. So we've been doing it for a while now. Actually, it might have been 14. Was it 14? It seems like, no, it was 15. It was 15.
Yeah.
Don't you think? 15,
I think so.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
Yeah.
This one's exciting because it's square.
That's right.
Yeah. You're going to have a good time. All right. Did you ever see A Mighty Wind, JT?
Yes.
Okay. The part where they're talking about the folk label where the records didn't have any holes in them.
Yes. So
you had to punch them out yourself. But boy, if you had a puncher, you'd have yourself a good time. All right.
Oh.
I don't know. Anyway, let's head now to upstate New York and talk to Zach. Hey, Zach, welcome back.
Hey, glad to be back. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing really well. You know, it's been a pretty pretty chill night over here.
Yeah. But, it's World Poetry Open Mic. It's still a good night.
Oh, absolutely. We're happy to be here. It's a great way to spend the time, you know, with all of you. So, what do you have for us this time around?
Well, you know, lately, it's been almost a week since I've been able to write a poem. So, you know, I've been having a little writer's block. So, I was gonna save this for the 1 year anniversary coming up in May, but you know, since I have writer's block and I couldn't think of anything else, I'm going to share the first poem that I ever shared with you guys. And it was actually inspired by you, Michael, my first poem was a prompt, asking for writing a poem about, the writer's block being something that's physical, that's chasing you. So, without further ado, everything is not what it seems. Lately, I've been afraid to sleep. Every time I start to dream, I'm greeted by a banshee scream. I find myself running, but don't seem to go anywhere. It feels like I'm on set of MC Escher stairs. Eventually, I end up stumbling and fall. And when I look up, I see the scariest thing of all. She showed me a vision of a wall. Engraved in the stones were all the words I had been dying to say. I thought I lost them, but there they were, just a few feet away. The banshee screamed again, and the ground started to shake. The wall started to crumble, and I knew I needed to fight. There was too much at stake. I closed my eyes and focused on trying to breathe. Then I started to believe. I believed in myself, that I'd find the words again. And just like that, when I woke up, I found them right where they should have been. Bottom line, don't be afraid to dream, because eventually you'll realize everything is not what it seems. End of peace.
Wow, I love that. Well, great job.
Thanks. Yeah, that was my first piece all the way back in May 2019.
I think that's fantastic, and thanks so much for reading it. I also have to say, so I've spent some time this last week building up a huge amount of prompt ideas, and so we're officially starting back the daily prompts on Monday. So
oh, that's awesome.
They'll be back.
I love your you guys made me completely think about a whole new different way to write, because you know, I was always writing for you know, to inspire people and to help them heal and you know, to make them feel something. But then you guys made me start thinking about stories with my poetry, and
great.
That's how some of my some really good pieces came. So
that's fantastic. We love hearing that, and we'll keep it going. Promise.
All right, that sounds good. You know, I will talk to you later this week, and you know, I will step aside, and it has been another great show. I'm glad that, thank you for letting me share my song. I'm glad that you guys liked it, and it was, thank you guys.
Hey, you got it. You got it. We're happy to do so. So we'll talk to you next time, and I'll be in touch during the week.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. And that was Zach calling from upstate New York. I think he's just kind of chilling out. I love the idea that we're all just kind of hanging out, listening to this, relaxing, drinking, you know, some beverage, you know, in George's case. From what I understand, it's I think it's not soft lemonade is how he phrased it.
Yes.
It's not soft cider. I love that idea. I love that idea. And we've got a couple more callers tonight. It's be great. Hopefully we can get Dennis. Does he go by DJ or Dennis?
Well, see, he goes by Dennis, but for the chat room, he was doing DJ.
Let's just go with DJ then, so that way we all know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So I hope that we hope we can get in. But in the meantime, we've got a couple other great callers here. So let's go to George in Michigan. Hey, George, welcome back.
Hey, it's awfully glad to be here. I have to say that Barbara was talking about being in the car when she was inspired by a poem.
Yes.
And it reminded me of a couple of weeks ago, and I really was like without anything to write about and desperate to find a good prompt, a good thing or something. And it was a rainy night, and I just said I had to find it. So something sort of pulled me outside, and I felt the need to look up and to see what came to me. And you know what came to me? Rain. Anyway. So much for inspiration.
You know what? It's so true, though, isn't it? It's like...
I have to say something slightly wrong every once in a while.
Hey, we appreciate it.
All right, this one is short. I'll just start. What would poets do if we could go back and correct everything in the world? Make all things right, remove all the wrongs, have all our prayers answered with providential intercession, and have all we fell for love us in return, what would we do? Our inkwells would go dry. End of piece.
Some great stuff tonight. I really like what you were bringing.
Just glad to do it.
Yeah.
It's easy, bright, short ones. Didn't take long to write.
I was running the band for the contemporary service this next Sunday, and there was something going on, and I remember somehow telling them, the Lord, like Oscar Wilde, appreciates brevity. And I realized that using Oscar Wilde as alongside God as a reference is probably not the smartest thing in this case, but you know.
yeah, Oscar Wilde, not exactly your preacher.
I like to cover my bases.
What a great story. Pardon?
I like to cover my bases. I go from God to Oscar Wilde.
You can talk about Oscar Wilde in the same sentence as a preacher, then you've got it covered.
There you go. Perfect. All right.
Okay.
Well, hey, thank you, sir.
I'll step off and listen to the, it's been a good night, and thank you.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk to you next time.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. And that was George calling from Michigan here. He's the number 4 caller in our return engagement.
Wow.
Thank you. Was that very professional?
It sounded great.
It sounded like I'm being a professional radio voice. You know, the funny thing is, JT, my best friend, one of my best friends from high school is a professional radio host, and she was on a radio station called Mix 100.3, mm-hmm. and then she moved to KYGO, which is a big country station, really well-known country station out here. And then she left it because it's so volatile in that market.
Yeah.
And now she's on Cozy 101, where you're just playing, you know, it's a easy listening station. And when she and I get together to talk, It's hilarious. And people will actually come by, are you two on the radio? Because you really should be on the radio. Well, actually. But the thing is it's become this kind of game where whenever she has the opportunity to, she will give me a shout out publicly because people will blow my phone up. And so, like, I remember Dave, it's my brother David, and my sister-in-law were playing at Red Rocks doing something, and she was hosting it. And I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what I was doing. And so she announces it, and suddenly I had like 25 text messages come in. Oh, my gosh, you know who? And Dave's your brother? It's like,
it was so great.
It was a ridiculous night. I think I was sitting there drinking some iced tea with my pinky in the air going, well yes, thank you.
Well, as you should.
Yes, and then I just turned my phone off and threw it into the river and realized that was a dumb decision.
Yeah.
That's what started the real problems. But I'll tell that story another time. Let's go now to Missouri and talk to Sinister. Hey, good evening, Sinister. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. How are you?
Doing real well. Happy you got in. We were really happy to see you call in.
Yeah, I was. It's kind of it was a Hail Mary. Mama sends her love. We were on a suicide prevention show.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, man, I hope you're still on because I really need to continue getting some stuff out. It's kind of right at my ballpark, and I just hey, meant to be. So.
Yeah, it looks like it was meant to be.
Glad to make it.
Absolutely. Well, here, I'm going to give you the stage. I'm going to let you read because I know you hurried to get over here, and then we'll talk after, okay?
All right. Fractured outcome. I'm a boarded apparition of self-doubt and greed festering, now bleeding. A rot, unassumed, and verbiage damned, sputtering broken tooth betrayal. Worthless introspection on dime store reasons I novel my stance by. The lacking inspiration somehow driven to subtle chaotic expressions. Severing my flesh loose to containment, I failed to incubate heroic beatings of self-abusive detrimental of fleeting suicidal tendencies I gnaw flagrantly. Felonious credo spewed via sour incantations of lamenting my passage, this half-sunk value and medicated reefs from which the sharks do graze. Lighted display of injustice found in social reform, lacking adhesives, tactless inferiority where insolence plays with surgical blades venomously. Ringleader, that is I, scraping sinew, joylessly reveling in each blood splatterlet, gorging on the nectar of despair that shoots sequins through my frozen eyes. Self-imposed, a prisoner of perpetual quandaries, cornered by sacrilege binds, crucifying prayers of vigilant angels, thorn laden, weeping from punctured sides, guardian of assimilated asylum corridors where crayons and drugs fruit supple juices plummet down jacketed vessels with swollen megabyte orifices. Tangible sanctuary is the rotunda where frivolous want meets insanity's requiem. Tattered ledges attempting to encapsulate the worn analytics on my face. Rampant my disease that quakes new torrent magma rivers through valleys, disrupting serene docile exchanges where breasted eyes birth nurturing ways. Parlor games, oh youthful transgressions which has found new age and flagrance, blurring definition once sought to validate oak barrel aging is now blind. Weak vibrations echo the lost in auditory refinement as insanity walks by cumbersome and graded posture of broken-headed lunacy. Debilitating sneeze. Prolific justification. Shackle the errors that jaunt playfully. Clueless to reform. Pass normalcy by with debonair wit. Brashly stupefying this man apart. Blackboard lessons. Copulating a sentence rise above the navistratus. Just high enough to choke out the light you wished upon. This wasted breath and slow crawling nuisance which flares an itch. Here, herpetic wrist cutter lacerations birth unfathomable crimson hues. Walking dead, variable, empty, and handcuffed to a decimated core, dancing hysterically under blood moon now, full I reside. So toxic to breathe that deconstructs the mental wiles, fractured in denial, playwright of weeping quagmires, be this self-proclaimed genocide. One piece.
All right, Sinister bringing the fire, man. Way to go.
Thank you. I don't know if I read that before. Recently or not, but
I can't quite I can't quite remember. I don't think so. I don't think you've run that one before, but I could be wrong. I'm just enjoying it quite a bit. So, hey, Sinister, appreciate you, man. Thanks so much for calling, and we'll talk to you next week, hopefully.
That will, hopefully. All right, thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Have a great night. And that was Sinister calling from Missouri, laying it down at the end of the return engagement. So it looks like we're not going to get DJ on the line.
Yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Dennis John, I guess.
I'm just doing DJ, but I see Dennis John. Okay. So we'll try to work out. We'll try to work with him, try to connect with him and see what's going on, because it shouldn't be. It sounds like there's something kind of going on. We'll figure out what's up. But for everyone else who kind of joined with us tonight, thank you. We really do appreciate your time. We appreciate you spending the time with us. And we're looking forward to next week. We will have the website for World Poetry Magazine. We'll be going up this next week. I'll explain all of the info about how you can submit to be in our inaugural magazine. It's going to be a digital magazine, and it'll be free, but you can share it. You can send it all over, and you will have officially been published as well. All right. But in the meantime, JT, did we get this thing recorded? Does the recording look good? All right, good. Recording looks good. I think we should be just fine. We're excited about the coming week. I hope everything goes well for everybody listening. From Ursa, the studio dog, from Novia, the studio cat, from JT, from myself, thank you. We love you. We'll see you next week. And until then, keep on writing. Good night.